This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States struggled Wednesday to get clarity from Turkey over the severity of its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an increasingly tough line against their membership bids. In a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the United Nations, Turkey's foreign minister offered mixed signals. He affirmed his country's support for NATO's so-called open-door policy and its understanding of Finland and Sweden's desire to join the alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but he also repeated Erdogan's demands that Turkey's security concerns about the candidate nations be addressed.
Turkey has been supporting the open-door policy of NATO even before this war. But with regards to this possible candidates or already candidate countries, you know, we have also legitimate security concerns that they have been supporting terrorist organizations, and there are also export restrictions on defense products.
A 21-year-old Russian soldier on Wednesday pleaded guilty to the cold-blooded murder of a Ukrainian civilian as Kiev began a judicial reckoning for alleged atrocities after nearly 3 months of war. Ukraine's first trial for war crimes since Russia invaded on February 24th comes as President Vladimir Putin is also dealing with the prospect of NATO expanding on its borders. Even U.S. President Joe Biden expressed strong backing for the two NATO applications and offered U.S. support in the event of, quote, aggression during the application process. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.